May 27th, Proverbs chapter 24, verses 10 through 12.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, "Behold, we did not know this," does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work?
Who is my neighbor? Michelle Bennett Walton. The man knew what the law required. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And somewhere within himself, he knew that he couldn't fulfill that perfect law. So Luke tells us, "But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?'" See Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. We too tend to make excuses for our complacent hearts. But when the one who weighs our hearts and keeps watch over our souls sees our inaction, he knows the real cry of our hearts. It is not ignorance. Luke explains that the young lawyer wanted to justify himself, and we are often no different. We embrace apathy, fear, or indecision. We buy the lies of the sluggard or the fool, and we reject the fear of the Lord. Deep within the human heart is a desire to draw boundaries around our areas of responsibility and concern. Whether we want to limit the people to whom we are responsible by defining neighbors narrowly, or to limit the matters in which we should get involved by claiming we don't know, we shrink what God wants to expand. We acquit ourselves using reasons that may even sound like wisdom, but we will stand condemned for it. The entire book of Proverbs shows us what real God-fearing wisdom looks like in practical situations. This particular proverb should alert us to be suspicious of any so-called wisdom that consistently enables us to turn our backs on injustice. Although Proverbs extols the virtues of wisdom, wisdom must always bow the knee to faith. When the seemingly wise path and the truly wise path part ways, we must choose to walk in the way of true righteousness. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. Chapter 24, verse 11. We have been commissioned by God to carry out His work on this earth, and this little proverb is a call to action. It has moved Germans to defy Hitler's orders, provoked American churches to protest abortion, and caused countless saints around the world to take action in specific situations. Ask God to open your eyes today to those around you who are victimized, oppressed, or in danger. When He does, be quick to open your heart to them and call them neighbor. Then ask the God who rescues to give you the wisdom and strength to pursue justice on their behalf for His glory.